A reading from the prophet Daniel, the third chapter. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its breadth 6 cubits. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then King Nebuchadnezzar sent to gather the satraps, the prefects and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the satraps, the prefects and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And the herald proclaimed aloud, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace." Therefore, as soon as all the peoples heard the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, all the peoples, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and maliciously accused the Jews. They declared to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." Then King Nebuchadnezzar, in a furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and the expression of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he ordered some of the mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics, their hats, and their outer garments, and they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was urgent and the furnace overheated, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound in the fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up in haste. He declared to his counselors, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "But I see 4 men, unbound, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the 4th is like a son of the gods." Then Nebuchadnezzar came to the door of the burning fiery furnace. He declared, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together and saw that the fire had not had any power over the bodies of these men. The hair of their heads was not singed, their cloaks were not harmed, and no smell of fire had come upon them. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and set aside the king's command, and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree, any people, nation, or language that speaks anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and their houses laid in ruins. For there is no other God who is able to rescue in this way. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O God, your Son protected faithful Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace of the king. Grant us protection in our time of testing, that we would boldly confess your name, reject all false worship, and live and die in confidence, knowing that we are safe in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, through his resurrected Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Daniel chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up in haste. He declared to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the fire?" They said to the king, "True, O king."
He answered and said, "But I see four men unbound, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods." So far our text. As Jesus enters into Jerusalem, he is getting ready for a great fiery trial. The greatest fiery trial in history. He entered Jerusalem ready to face hell itself, to save you from your fiery trials, just as he has saved his people from their fiery trials throughout the generations. Which brings us to the most famous fiery trial man has ever witnessed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three men were high-ranking dignitaries in the kingdom of Babylon. They were some of Nebuchadnezzar's chief advisors. So why would Nebuchadnezzar throw three of his chief advisors into the furnace? They disobeyed a direct command. No leader can stand betrayal by those closest to him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, along with Daniel, were Israelite nobility who were promoted to very high positions after their initial testing. After that, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that terrified him. After hearing Daniel's interpretation of this dream, Nebuchadnezzar had a massive gold statue made. He commanded everyone in Babylon to bow down and worship the image. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused. They were given a second chance, and they refused again. Enraged, Nebuchadnezzar commanded the furnace heated to 7 times its normal temperature. The three young men were bound and thrown into the fiery furnace. They faced the fiery trial with faith in God. They bravely and faithfully told the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." They were thrown into the fire, and they were fine. In fact, they were more than fine. Their bonds burned off of them, and they walked around amongst the flames. Not only that, there was a fourth man. Jesus came and walked with them in the midst of the fiery trial. He protected them from the flames. So protected were they that they didn't even smell of smoke when they came out of the furnace. And this is Jesus as he enters Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. He enters with the weight of the world's sins upon his shoulders. But he doesn't smell of sin. He comes into Jerusalem with shouts of acclamation, shouts similar to what we expect when he comes back again. He seems to be more popular than ever. The Pharisees even said, "You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." But his victory was yet to come. It came in what looked to be his lowest moment. Jesus was nailed to the cross. The soldiers gambled for his clothing. 6 hours he hanged there. 3 hours of great darkness. Even as the nails were driven into his hands, he faithfully prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus remained faithful, even though God the Father forsook him. He was victorious, even though he had become sin. Because as sin, he died once for all, so that all sin may be crucified to his cross. Every sin was buried with him, and he left them behind as he rose from the dead. His victory over the cross's fiery trial gives you the victory over your fiery trials. Victory comes to those who are faithful. Victory brings rewards. For their faithfulness, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were promoted even higher. So also Jesus, in his faithfulness, was promoted in his humility. God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You are also promoted higher as you remain faithful in your fiery trials. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. The Bible promises that fiery trials will come. You cannot avoid them. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. Fiery trials happen, which is why God gives us the shield of faith. Faithfulness is rewarded with the crown of life and the blessings of heaven. Jesus illustrates this as he comes into Jerusalem. The pilgrims are shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel!" Jesus' crown of life, which he had before the foundation of the world, took the form of a crown of thorns. He faithfully wore that crown on the cross so that you might receive the forgiveness of your sins, that you might be faithful, that he might reward you with the true crown that never fades. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had this crown. Their crown shone brightly as they disobeyed the king in order to obey God. We must obey God rather than men. They would rather obey men because their life would be simpler. A simple life here, where your faithfulness is for sale, leads to a terrible eternity in the burning fires of hell. But a hard life here, where you remain faithful to God's word, leads to a wonderful eternity in the paradise prepared for you. Fiery trials will come. You may be in one now, but you will be victorious if you remain faithful to Christ. He walks with you in the midst of the fire so that you are not burned. You come out of the fiery trial without reeking of smoke because you are covered in him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
All you works of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. You angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you powers of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. You sun and moon, bless the Lord. You stars of heaven, bless the Lord. You showers and dew, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. All you winds of God, bless the Lord. You fire and heat, bless the Lord. You winter and summer, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. You dews and frost, bless the Lord. You frost and cold, bless the Lord. You ice and snow, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. You nights and days, bless the Lord. You light and darkness, bless the Lord. You lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. Let the earth bless the Lord. You mountains and hills, bless the Lord. All you green things that grow on the earth, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. You wells and springs, bless the Lord. You rivers and seas, bless the Lord. You whales and all who move in the waters, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts and cattle, bless the Lord. All you children of men, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. O Israel, bless the Lord. You priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. You servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise him and magnify him forever. You spirits and souls of the righteous, bless the Lord. You pure and humble of heart, bless the Lord. Let us bless the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise Him and magnify Him forever.